Welcome back, guys. We got Kendall Lake in the building. We're talking females in 2017. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Hey. Baby, I can give you
all that you need. Okay. And as far as what I'm bringing to the table, I bring me. Get hey. Mine, plow mine, go hard. Looking for another like me. What's up? Love is the tightest, whose kiss is the nicest. Me, whose touch is the rightest. Me, that bitch, that's me. That bitch, that's me. Game bitch, that's me. Main bitch, not me. What you get is what you see.
It's from the new show Star on Fox. You guys can check that out. I Bring Me. Wait, you guys haven't heard this or seen this?
No.
I haven't watched the show.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know the show started yet.
Girl, the show been started. They got two episodes out already.
Oh, that's popping.
Third episode. Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives the Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio with my queen to be.
Hey, guys. I missed you. Happy New Year, everyone.
She's not show up. You know what I'm
saying? Nah, I've been working.
I know. That's why she got. You see, she came in with the cute hair.
No,
damn.
She put the cute hair.
I'll be working. This is award season and stuff like that. So you know, you get a little busy as a hairstylist. So, but I love y'all. Y'all know I'm never going to neglect you. I'm always going to come back home.
Hey. Shout out to Mr. Carter in the building, though.
In the building, though. You already know.
And we had to bring her back, BHL family here, Miss Kendall Lake.
Hey, Kendall.
Hey, girl.
I like her.
Looking too cute.
She's so cute.
Because you didn't get to meet Queen the last time you were here.
No, she was playing hard to get.
I was working.
Mm-hmm. She'd be making that coin, though.
Let me hold some real quick.
Uh-uh, girl, because the way we hear you be using your coin, we just using it, and then we don't get no video from it.
Oh.
But that's fine because Kendall got a whole bunch of special things going on.
I'm just gonna leave.
For 2017, Grammy season's coming up, and Kendall, she got some goodies for us. But before we get into that, I want to talk about Star. I've been watching it. I enjoy it. What's interesting to me is, like, now that Star's out, like, I can stop watching Empire. Like, it's
okay.
Like, it's one of those things.
So it's not a copy. It's an opposite. The reason I haven't started watching it is because I thought it was, like, something like a carbon copy.
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. But they're the same temperature, tone kind of show.
Okay.
Where, to me, like, I'm kind of over Empire right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, Star fills something that new gap for me.
So you think their season is over?
I mean, I could
Empire
see...
Empire, I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. For me, personally, it is. With Star, I could see it 4 seasons, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
That song is hot,
but here's
though.
The thing. They're dope. I like the music. I don't like the really story. Dope.
Yeah, that, like I don't. They're hot. That video was hot. I'll listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of feel like let's take the girls and just make it a group and let's actually sell that group and forget the show.
That's probably part of the plan.
I hope so.
That would be really smart.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I can see it be a part of the plan if it's only 1 season. Because, like, if they took Empire and then all of a sudden made Jussie Smollett a pop star, I'd be like, I'm not buying this.
You might get that, though, anyway, later down the line.
Oh, I know that's what they're working on, but I don't know. I'm not buying it.
That show kind of upset me, made me uncomfortable.
Which one?
Star.
Why?
Well, really?
A part of it made me really uncomfortable. Mind you, this is on Fox, okay? Like... They play Fox at the airport, at the hair salons.
Mm-hmm.
They are normalizing and glamorizing stripping.
What?
Yep, 100%.
And honey, I used to strip.
Me too.
I'm about that life.
But
me
go ahead.
Too.
No, speak what you're speaking.
But
I love it.
On the show, the girl's 17 years old, and one of the women in the show was like, "Oh, you come to this club. You're going to meet this manager." So the girl starts stripping. First of all, that's the misconception I think some women and girls are growing up seeing this, whether it's like the Black Chynas or the Amber Roses or, you know, the lead redheaded woman in CSI used to be a stripper. Eve used to be a stripper. Like, this isn't anything new. But how they're glamorizing it and normalizing it and making these girls think, oh, yeah, I'll go to the club real quick and, like, come up on something. That's not what
that's
it is.
That's not how we go down.
That's not what it is.
And there's nothing wrong. If that was something you had to do, there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, but, not
it's
at
the,
all.
It's the glamorizing of it.
And making it seem like if they go strip that their life is literally going to change and someone's going to save them out the club. And that's not – that is a rarity. That happens rarely. So I don't think, and for me, I used to be a stripper. I'm not even going to hold you up. I was, but honestly, but we used to hide it back then. Now it's like, these bitches is like out in the open, like, yo, I work at, yo, come see me for, whatchamacallit night. I'm like, yo, you proud of that shit?
Yeah, be proud. Be proud, but at the same time, this is a business. Like, if you're going to make money, make money. If you're on Instagram and your ass is out, why do they need to go pay money? Yep. Be intelligent about it. Show them a shoulder. You want to see some more? Mm-hmm. Come see me at the club.
Well, that, and also, be proud of it amongst people your age. The only reason I get so up in arms about it is because I worked at the Boys and Girls Club, and I see what the kids, and everyone will be like, well, it's not my job to be a role model. When we don't understand the internet yet. We don't have Net Nanny for Instagram or things where kids, and my problem is with the whole over-sexualizing everything is just children.
Mm-hmm.
They can't see it because when they see it at such a young age, they don't know how to process it, and they process it incorrectly. And like you said, now they think, well, she's doing this. That looks fun. I don't want to be smart and sit and uptight and sit and read and do this when I could just be out shaking. That's where I get so uptight with it. So I love that you came out and said that because sometimes I'd be thinking, like, am I the only motherfucker thinking this
No, not at all. And it's like, it would be different if it was on HBO, Cinemax, even FX. The fact that it's on Fox, I wrote them a strong letter. Like, are you serious?
Wow.
And they didn't show a negative part of her stripping.
Yep.
It was completely glamorized and normalized, and I don't think that's responsible.
Well, and then the second episode, she goes to go screw her friend's father, the celebrity.
What?
And I'm like, way she alludes to, like, oh, people are looking at us in the hotel lobby. Let's go over here. And he follows her. And I'm just like, this girl's 17 years old. How old? Like, she's not even of it.
So they're also glamorizing pedophile movements.
Well, she's supposed to be this, like, rough around the edges from, like, the trailer park, and she has to find any way that she can to make it
in
that kind of, like, feel.
Oh, no.
All right. Let's talk about someone who's been in the industry working hard, and she still got some way to go.
She got some way to go.
Tinashe dropped a video that had everyone talking about it. The song's called Company.
Let's see how she moved in 2017.
Here we go.
Hey. Yes, what? I don't need the loving. Nope. She on her way.
Tinashe, Company. Mm-hmm. I love it. I think the video's cute. It's simple. Again, it brings choreography back to music. You know, I've been watching her dancing, and I don't know why I thought she was this, like, really epic dancer. And
no, I think
it's okay.
I think
they're good at covering up the little things.
Little small things, but honestly, I think that I still believe that Tinashe is going to be a superstar.
Yeah.
I still believe that Tinashe is going to reach a pinnacle in her career where she literally blows up, but it's going to be out of nowhere. She's climbing slowly, though. We're going to see how she moves for 2017, because I think 2 years ago was when we said she needed, like, another 2 to 3 years to start finding her boundaries. She's trying to find her way now with what she's doing. I think this shows that we can't deny the fact that the girl can dance.
Is there a little Leah-ness with her?
She's giving me a little Aaliyah.
That was going to be my opinion.
She gives Aaliyah.
Yeah, but she not only gives Aaliyah. I think she's still trying to find her place. Okay. So we all know you can dance. You know, she's still with the boy way of dressing, little girl boy. What is it called? Tomboy. Way of dressing and stuff like that, because I think that she's trying to still find her way. But once she comes into a place where she becomes mentally an adult and start looking like an adult and performing like an adult, I think that'll take her to another level.
Is that where Ariana Grande is for you too? Because for me, I cannot connect with her take that goddamn ponytail.
One of my friends does her makeup. Ariana Grande, she's comfortable with her pony, but she's also probably still trying to hang on to the young girl, the innocent.
But they always dress her like a Jack, the Jetsons.
But they're trying to keep that Disney, because the young kids are the ones who's buying Ariana Grande. The parents are purchasing Ariana Grande stuff for the kids. When she choose to grow up is when us, the adults, will be able to embrace it and buy her album. Like, oh, because she can blow. Mm-hmm. But it's like, who are you appealing? That's just so, goes to prove who you choose to appeal to during your performances. Tonight she's going to be good.
I feel like Ariana Grande, she just did a song side to side where it's literally talking about her taking the D and not being able to walk properly.
her whole Dangerous Woman album is very sexually explicit. Yeah.
If that's not adult, I don't know what is.
She still caters to
that's pop music. Look at Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time. Look at the Spice Girls. Everything on the Spice Girl album was talking about sex.
The kids know that? No, the kids doesn't know. Mm-hmm. The adults would know, but the kids doesn't really understand.
Even go back to the 80s. Let's get physical, physical. Like, what do you think? That ain't talking about doing no gymnastics.
Right, but honestly.
Honey, and Kama Sutra.
Tinashe's going to be good. I mean, you know me. I'm 2 years ago, I told you, I said the girl needs more work. She still needs more work. She is very hardworking.
Yeah.
And you can tell, like, she is determined to be successful and perfect with everything that she does. She just needs to just relax.
I make the Aaliyah comment only with the fact of Aaliyah was popping to us because we were listening to that kind of music.
And she was the only one at that time.
At that time.
Because Janet wasn't doing it anymore.
Aaliyah hadn't really fully she crossed over movie and TV wise, acting wise, but musically she had just started to really kind of
one in a million
pop and she died. And that's the connection I'm trying to make with Tinashe. It's right now she has this huge fan base, but she hasn't really, the 2-1 was still kind of her biggest mainstream
and that show was whack.
I mean, it was cute.
Right, it was cute. It was cute for a debut.
Yeah. So, and that's my thing, is everything she puts out now, it still kind of has that mixtape-esque level.
Yeah. Okay. She still didn't find her place.
Well, these poor girls might have.
I don't know much about her. I don't have an opinion.
Okay.
Well, I want to know what your opinion is on this next one, because these girls are all about vocals. There's called Good Girl, and the song is called All Time Low. It's a little mix and mastered cover that they did. Take a look. Good girl, all time low. We liking the sounds. What do you think?
That was amazing. That was so beautiful. I loved
it. So pretty, right?
Love. Yeah.
Super dope.
That's the thing. They take these old school songs and then they mix them with some newer ones. But everything is a cappella. And it's good girl. It's all about the theme of, like, you don't have to be a bad bitch. It's about being a good girl.
Super fucking dope.
I love
it's
it. Cute.
They could work on their little, you know, that weaves and shit a little bit. But
they feel a little
that,
ghetto. Yeah.
They look a little hood. Ghetto.
Like, I feel like they're about to come out and be like, I'm a boss ass bitch.
Right. Right.
They look a little rough.
Right, but they got
but
the vocals, though.
But the sound
get you
undeniable.
A girl that can do both. Let
right.
Do it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Undeniable. Glam Squad. That's all they need. They did this by themselves. But the person who they shot it with a good camera, they shot it with a red, like they, you know, whoever's behind them invested in their video. And I honestly think that they have an amazing sound. Yeah. I want to know more
it's
about
different.
Them.
Nobody's really doing that right now.
Yeah, it's old school. Definitely old school stuff.
All right, this next group, we've played their music before. They're from, I want to say the UK. They're called M.O. and the song is called Not in Love.
So women are rocking. When you come around, I know you think that you got me down. Funny because you couldn't be more wrong. I feel you right back. I bet you hate that.
LOL, she's giving me Ariana Grande. I'm not out in love no more, and I want to shout it and tell the world I love
it. I'm not your girl. No, I'm not out in love. Hey, M.O., not in love.
Love it.
Yeah.
I like the video. Like,
I'm literally buying the song right
clean.
Now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
This is why I love this show, because just live, you know what I mean?
I
we hear support and
too.
Music.
Yeah.
Super dope.
Yeah, that's so dope.
They invested
yeah.
their money in a video, too.
They also have another one called Dancing on My Own. Totally recommend
Ooh,
that
and
song.
And it's M-O?
M-O, yep.
I'm with it.
All right, next we got, I've never heard of him before, Bach Nero. The song is called Stoop Kid. I just love the visuals in this. Take a look.
This is your type of music, your type of look, your type of everything. So you. I am the go.
These hoes know I got the juice. Yeah, bitch, yeah, I am the truth. Travel the world. Your boyfriend, he never go out. Stoop kid, he can't leave his stoop. I'm on the go and I never finish. Been in the hood like my head is in it. Now I go golfing with millionaires. But my chain, it look like a player tennis. I need my diamonds with yellow in it. Got a bad bitch, she a yellow lemon. Hit that pussy like a heavy bag. Beat that shit up like Canelo Trump in the back. I'm on the fence cause I'm out of control. My man, he out on parole. So watch your mouth for he lead that shit slow. I hit the road, I gon' get back to the door. Tell me what you want from me, aye. Yeah, yeah, pocket full of money on me, aye. Yeah, yeah, baby girl, where you start? Hey, Bach Nero, Stoop Kid.
That shit lit. Yo.
It was bouncy. I was
here.
Into
kind,
it.
Kind of reminds me of a Dizzy Rascal.
Ooh, except you can understand him a little better.
True that.
But I love me some Dizzy Rascal, love and I'm Dizzy surprised Rascal. Nobody ever brings him up.
I do.
I love it. Hey. That's why. Let's see. That's why. I just love it. I ain't even gonna ask Queen because she's gonna be like, "That's your thing." You know, what I mean, you was probably high when you watched it, but I wasn't. I wasn't. All right, this next one, I want to play this cover. My homegirl put me on to her. This girl, she just does covers on YouTube. She's so freaking cute. Sydney Renee, she does Tyrese. How you gonna take a look?
Act like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
If I could go back to the day we met, I would probably do it all over again. And I would choose not to be your friend. When you ask me, I'll just say I got a man. It wouldn't be no dex, it would be no staying late at my house. It would be no watching movies on my couch. Shit went left and now I'm just trying to figure out. Said you'd always be my baby, then you found. How you gonna up and leave like that when I gave you all I had? I gave you the real me, told you all my feelings, and you gonna turn around in front like you don't feel me.
Hey, Sydney Renee, how you gonna act like that? Tyrese cover. Check her out. She's got a whole bunch of dope covers, and she's just starting to put out her own music now.
Oh, cool.
So I love seeing the babies, you know what I mean, when they grow up and they get ready to do their own thing.
I love it when it's just kind of simple and stripped down, like, I'm just gonna sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what
she's
I mean?
Not even
I'm just gonna
sit
down
she's
and sing.
She's just chilling, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I like it too because it was her own.
Yeah, it's a modern spin on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It didn't sound like her trying to sing a Tyrese song. Right. It sounded like
her that shit. Was her song. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, girl.
Okay, here it is. So, we play this girl. She's from the UK, and her name is Victoria Modesta. So, here's the cool story behind her. So, she doesn't have a leg, and this famous designer came and makes all these aesthetics for her. They light up. They have, like, butterflies floating around them. Dope. One of them was literally, like, a spike that in her last
video. You know, video, I saw that. Time,
I saw that.
And she does the ballerina thing.
It was a commercial.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. She's So, BBC, do you know who that is?
Yes.
Like, the over mm-hmm. in your, like, they signed her. They don't sign people any, like that.
Yeah.
But they signed her. And she puts a video out, like, once a year. So, this year she dropped a video. Well, actually, it was last of the end of last year. But the song is called A Midsummer Night's Dream / Fever. It's two songs in one. We're going to play it more towards the Fever part. Just watch it. We're only going to show you a quick clip because we played the full video of the last one.
Yeah, because we couldn't turn our head off.
We can't do that today.
Today, yeah.
It's so cinematic. Just after the show, go watch it. It's just ridiculous. It's like a movie. Here it is, Victoria Modesta, Fever.
She gives me all types of life. Because she's so stunning.
Do we know why she only has one life?
In this moonlight, I am paralyzed, feeling light on this live wire. It's an all-night
symphony. Everything.
Fire from within.
She got a good
team.
Dying to collide with. Is that the one that light up, you think?
I don't know.
Another love, another cure for the fever.
She kind of gives me a little bit of Robin, right?
Yeah.
Even a little Sia.
Yeah, I was gonna say it too.
That's dope.
I believe all these outfits are 3D printed as well.
Really?
I would totally believe that. Steven, could they hear you?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Fine.
I heard that.
Yeah, we heard that. Dying to collide with you. I'm ready for she is just, love. She just gives me everything. I would go see her perform.
Honestly, 100%. Victoria Modesta, A Midnight Summer's Dream / Fever. The other one is called Prototype. The Prototype is like the sickest video.
Oh my
I've generally
god!
Ever
that's the
seen
one
when
it slides life. And she turns into the
black
the
swan
spider.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy.
Buying all of this music.
Yes, Victoria Modesta. All right, next we got. I never had heard of him before. He looks familiar, but I don't know. I don't think I've heard his music.
He drops a song like every week.
Russ?
Yes.
Maybe that's what. Have we played him before?
We've never played him.
He not. Looks so familiar. Yeah, I'm like, I probably know him as a person. I'm just so rude.
He's like, we're friends.
Well, either way,
you know,
he's like, he's like watching. He's like, well, fuck him. Well, maybe I'm just manifesting it, like the title yeah. of his mm-hmm. song. Take a look.
Oh, I like that segue. Maybe I'm just manifesting it.
Smart.
I want to grow my hair like him.
I think you should. I can't stand you because you just upped yourself up and dropped it right down. What I want to see more of. Took my mom with me. Let her soak up all the sunshine. Let her watch her rain stop. All because of sunshine. That's what I got for.
Little Matis Yago in the house.
Yeah. Beautiful shot.
Mm-hmm. You know they're using a droid. That's how I'm living.
That's how I'm winning. Five bands a show now, and you know it's going up.
Hey, Russ, manifest. Okay. Cute.
Dope.
Chill vibes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful scenery.
It's pretty.
I'd have it on in the background. All right, next, last but not least, Sean Paul had a new song. I wanted to play this just because the fact that Sean Paul's still putting music out that has me, like, twerking in my bedroom still.
Hey.
Shout out to that.
Where the fuck he been?
The song is called, wait, what?
Like, where he been?
He got a song with Tory Lanez out right now.
He's on Sia's song?
He puts music out every year.
Oh, well, we don't hear it on mainstream radio.
No, not really. But that's why we're going to give it to him. So, Sean Paul, No Lie, take a look.
me, don't be shy. Take control of me, get the vibe. It's gonna be lit tonight.
Baby girl, you give me 10 ton of fatness. Give me some of that. Thinks with the bad man. Look how she has me. She
bring a deep button and just that. It's a good piece of mental sand that
they
can't.
He originated not knowing what somebody's saying.
For real, though. He looks good.
You know it's Sean Paul when you got six different outfits within 20 seconds.
Right. That part, Steve. That part. His wardrobe had to work on it.
I love it.
And he looks fly and everything.
Fly.
What's the name of this?
No Lie. Hey.
Who's she?
Dua
Lipa.
What did you just say?
Her name is Dua Lipa, that's what
yeah,
I said.
It's a, but the way you said it.
Oh, Dua Lipa.
Hey, hey, Sean Paul, No Lie.
Okay,
I be jamming. Sean Paul be getting moving.
Sean is fine.
And you know who else, sexy. Too? Shaggy. Got some good music going.
He got my, the girl who I'm going to have come here, she's a friend of mine as well as, I know her through my client, Rosa Acosta.
Uh-huh. She has a song
We're
going
to bring her up. She has a song with, she has a song with Shaggy, light-skinned girl with the big curly hair.
Wait, is it called I Got You?
It was.
Steven, can you YouTube I Got You by Shaggy? Wait.
I could bring Creesha here. Creesha Turner is
her
name.
She have kind of like an accent?
She has an accent. She's from Canada, but Jamaican.
She's a ballerina.
Can I show
too.
You her? Rosa's a ballerina.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's my client. I had if to this do is, her hair. Let me show
yeah,
this, you
Creesha. Wait, what's her name?
Her name? No, that's not it. Feature Jovell Rockwell.
I love this song by Shaggy.
Let me show you Creesha. What? No, that sound like Creesha.
Maybe she goes by that.
Wait.
Her stage name, Jovi Rockwell.
Listen,
that's Creesha.
This is my shoulders. Ish, y'all. I be at the gym every day, like.
This yes. is Creesha.
Yes.
We gotta have to put. Oh no, boy shorts. Oh no, that's her song. We're gonna have to check it out after this. All right,
that's Creesha.
So now you
so
guys
we're gonna bring her in.
We're gonna bring her in, and if that's Thank the song, it's gonna be turned up. So yeah, Shaggy, I Got You featuring Jovi Rockwell. Check that out. I'd be jamming to that all the time. Kendall Lake though.
Hey.
Yeah, she all right, said girl. She's waiting for
I'm like,
song.
I forgot all about myself. I'm like, what's all this music?
I just that's why I love you. Like that's just so awesome that you just sat here and enjoyed everything.
It's all great.
I wanna talk about you and your music because so you've been doing these events called Schizo.
Mm-hmm.
And now you do them at Los Globos here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So the Grammys are coming up and you're doing something a little bit different.
I'm doing a little kickoff party.
For your new
music video.
Ah! About time.
Finally, it's happened to me. Kendall Lake is dropping her freaking music video.
These right. two right here, Lord have mercy, they were singing in sync together. Well, the three
and
of them.
It was beautiful.
And I can't.
Was. And we're not going to start it over.
Okay, no. So.
But so tell me, from the last time you've been here to here, what's been your creative process? Like, as far as, yeah, I heard that you filmed a couple videos you were telling us, and you were like, not going to work out.
Yeah, because so it's like I'm on? So, as every artist, I'm sure even you guys, like, I'm so controlling about how I need to be perceived, because I know how I perceive myself, but you have to, it's like going to a different country. You have to learn that language so they understand it, you mm-hmm. know? So I've had to film, this is my third music video that I filmed, and this is the first one I'm actually releasing, and I'm really excited about it. And it's one of my favorite songs that I have. It's called Thought You Should Know. It's on my SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. And I'm just debuting it in at my own party, because I throw my own parties, and it's party concerts where I book these artists of different genres. Like, there's no genre boundaries. I'm not sure if, like, you guys know, when a lot of artists do shows, it's like a pay-to-play type of thing. Like, they have to sell a certain amount of tickets.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's like stand-up comedy.
I'm not doing that. I'm like, you can sell as many as you want, as little as you want. If you bring a lot of people, I'll split it 80-20. If it's just 20 people, we'll split it 50-50. Like, do whatever you want or need to do.
That's
bring
nice.
In press and media. Like, let's all have fun and integrate and work together and help each other do music instead of competing
yeah,
doing
it's all
music.
About love.
Yeah, let's all be friends.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we heard a little clip of the song that was playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, this is what I love about it. It's like that rock kind of.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Pop, Steven, can you play a little bit more of it?
I just thought you should know. I just thought you should know.
Is that Limp Bizkit? Kind of sampled?
No.
Not Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit vibe, maybe?
Well, I guess you're going to give it to your mama.
It gives me kind of Corn, not Limp Bizkit-esque. The
you're doing Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
This is sample free. I repeat, this is sample free.
But that, it gives me that. It brings me back to that nostalgic area. You know what I mean?
Or
I love it because even look at.
I was gonna say
Evanescence.
Evanescence.
Bitch made up her own word.
Bring
Evanescent.
Bring me to life.
Yeah, I used to be the
wake
jam,
me
though.
Up. Bring me up.
Bring me up. Say me.
Oh my God, can we have a karaoke session with you?
We need
I have a karaoke machine at home, so y'all
don't
can come over.
Don't tempt us, because we will be. Especially don't tell him, because he'll make sure we come.
Sure was. I was rocking out Serena Williams. This house off her karaoke machine. Like,
what?
I mean, I've listened to all kinds of music growing up, and one of the main...
influencers? Or your favorite music?
I basically broke Limp Bizkit's Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Girl, my CD is so scratched. I got that one too.
Right? I love that album. And Limp Bizkit is a huge inspiration to me. I reached out to Fred Durst on IG and he was like, yeah, I listen to your music. Haven't heard back, but
he's
I'll
super
wait.
Dope.
That's cool. All kinds of music inspire me, but I like to do little rock rap and integrate the new age stuff because I don't look. I'm no Whitney Houston. I'm no those girls that were doing the acapella shit. I don't do that. Like, I wish.
But I love that you respect it.
Like, I wish I could do that. And it's like, they're literally, their craft is their voices. My craft is kind of a whole.
Performance.
Mine's like a feeling, you know? So it's like, I might hit a wrong key, but you're going to like it. Because it's like, Kendall's getting it.
I love you. All right,
what's
so
the one above that?
Yeah, that's the one I want to play. It's called Better Off.
Better Off This Way.
Better Off This Way.
This is more of
way.
Like a sad one.
Yeah, I want to play because it's just something. We usually hear that punk rocky kind of thing. I want to play this one because your tone's good. Let's take a listen.
All on my own. Nobody knows how far I've come. Smoke in the air. Talking to myself to get a few things clear.
And I totally see a video to this song, too.
I still care. Why should I give a fuck if I'm getting the cold stare?
And Alphapella's performance.
I don't care.
It's right. She did one here.
But I know.
Last one.
Hey. I'm all alone, wasted away, waiting for someone to save me from myself. Where did it go? How did it slip away? Can somebody please take me somewhere else?
Kendall Lake, Better
Thank
Off This Way.
You.
I love it.
I like this. Aww,
you have such a my favorite.
Very airy.
Airy, but it's like a classic sound. Like, I could totally see this sound working in the 90s, in the early 2000s, and today.
I hope that it's like a timeless sound. Like, I hope, like, there's songs like Thought You Should Know. I did that song 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, and it still works now. And I hope songs that I do now, like,
it's just good music. Like, you get the right people to play the right instruments. Like, your voice sounds good on it.
Oh,
like, it's not the typical sound that we keep hearing, that everyone keeps trying to pecker into our heads.
Sometimes it makes me feel insecure because I'm like, I don't hear anybody that sounds like
you're
me.
Before your time, that's so it's okay. That's a good thing.
But she's not before her time because if you think, like, that song genuinely could have worked in the 90s. Like, and that's what I love about it is that I feel like people are, it's coming back around to that nostalgic moment to where people are being like, you know what? I don't mind a little guitar. I don't mind my music being a little slower than
Mm-hmm. Now is the time, though, because people are so tired of the same sounds. When we hear something unique, we automatically grasp to it and be like, yo, she's super dope. Like, we need to find out more about her. So this is the perfect time for you to even drop stuff like this because we need it.
And you're crunk. So it's like, it's not like you're going to put, yeah. it's not like you're going to put this out and then this is like your theme is like you put out these beautiful classic and it's like, right. okay, girl, we sleep. You're like, no, here's this cute one where you can sit, smoke, and be upset and cry. Mm-hmm. And then, bitch, get your guitar ready because I'm like, no! You know what I mean? Rocking with the ages.
I love it.
So I love it. Okay, so February
2nd
at Los Globos.
Los Globos in Silver Lake.
Now people can get their tickets. How?
I am posting the ticket link at 5 o'clock on my Instagram, which is The Kendall Lake. T-H-E-K-E-N-D-A-L-L-A.
K-E.
I wasn't sure if I said three L's or not.
No, two.
It's three.
Is see, it
three?
You confused me. See, I knew what I was doing. Sabotage. That kind of like the three L's.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so do we already have some people lined up? Or
I have four amazing artists. I have Maya Marie, who's actually a friend of mine, and she's an amazing songwriter. She's written for like Britney Spears and oh, so on and so forth. This chick named Dyson, who's amazing. She can sing her fucking ass off, which kind of makes me insecure. I'm like, girl, I'm gonna put you way before me, so there's no comparison. She's from England. She's doing her thing. My friend Neeks, who's a super cute mixed black guy, speaks French and break dances, and he does hip hop. And then Steel Rebel, who they're like the new age classic rock, and do you know that comedian Dice, Andrew Dice Clay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, of course, he's from Old
His
School.
Sons.
Oh!
They're dope. They like open in Ozfest and stuff. It's dope. So it's like, it's a huge...
Okay, you know what we should do?
Variety of artists, Clay, he's you cool. know? And the DJ, I just booked my DJ, she's called Chad Kidd. She's sick.
Wait, Chad...
Kid?
Yeah, I know Chad.
Hey!
Yes, yeah, shout out to Chad. Well, then maybe on the first we should have you and like two of the artists come in back in and do a little something.
Oh, heck yeah.
What day is that? What day is that
it's
on?
A Thursday.
It's a Wednesday, girl.
Okay.
It's a Thursday.
Yeah, but I'm saying on the Wednesday yeah, the first before the
day. I'm like, the sabotage that is happening.
No, girl, the first. No, you could come in on the first.
Come in here on the first. Okay, then okay, your okay, show okay. is on the second.
I gotcha. You're gonna spoon feed her.
See?
Teach me.
No right, sabotage.
Kendall, thank you for coming through, and thank you just always being such a spirit of energy.
You guys are so cool. We seriously need to hang out. I stalk both of you on Instagram. Oh, no. I'm going to start stalking
next.
You, girl.
No, you're next.
No. At Queen Wink.
I'm going to be outside your window.
I got anointing oil. You better run. Brother Jesus. Brother Jesus, get out of here. No, I'm kidding.
This bitch be posting the craziest shit. I died
on
the other night.
And I, on my Facebook.
Bitch, on your back. I was like,
ooh.
No, I was dying because she posted this thing talking about, I want to get sucked like an ox.
I just want to be sucked like an oxtail bone.
And I just imagine her sitting in her, done.
Sucking.
Kendall, where can everyone follow you? We always gotta end it. We gotta end it on a high.
I've never had oxtail before.
Oh, kind of good because that would have ruined your experience.
No, we wouldn't have.
Oh my goodness!
We clean them bones.
Sucks like an oxtail bone. That sounds like it would hurt.
No,
like, it sounds
meaning
really
like when
powerful.
You clean the meat off, you we savor that oxtail. So we lightly like I just suck you. All the meat.
Okay, and so thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love you guys for joining us here every single week. Kendall, where can everyone keep in contact with you?
Everybody follow me on
okay
Instagram The Kendall Lake, that's with three L's, and Kendall Lake on Twitter with two L's, don't ask me why. And Facebook, Kendall Lake.
Mr. Carter.
You already know you can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter and at MrCarter.com.
Who does he think he is?
Look Mr.
at
Carter,
him.
That's
Mr.
Exactly
Carter, he's smooth as a cucumber, boy. He's smooth as a cucumber. as a cucumber. Okay. I'm Queen Wink. Y'all know y'all can find me at Queen Wink on Instagram, on Snap, and at Queen Live on Twitter.
Cool like a cucumber.
And yo, yo. And also for some extensions, follow at Queen Lux. My girl Vanessa Simmons is on there. We did our thing with
she
that.
She's selling them out the trunk, y'all.
Fuck you. No, we not. But it's super dope. Wink Lux, I got the Krenak. Understand hey. That.
First of all, I'm so mad you weren't here last week.
Why?
Because Tracy Phillips done yeah. took his shirt off, poured water on him. Like, just
girl, he had a fog machine with a remote. It was lit.
And I had to experience this by myself here, like...
Experience? What? He needs to come back!
It was like... no, yes, we love him. But
suck me like an ox.
That's the reason that TV ain't working on there, though. All right, you guys can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Also, hit us up everywhere at BHL Online. And if you guys want your music to be featured, or you have a friend who maybe ain't putting their music out, send it to us at bhlthebeat@gmail.com. We want your music, your friend's music. We ain't looking on the radio. We want you guys to come on up in here, bhlthebeat@gmail.com.
Or leave it underneath the
Leave a comment,
YouTube.
Yeah. If you found somebody cool on YouTube, too, just leave it down in the comments. We go back, we search, mm-hmm. and we pull it up. Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.